From backing BLM and Kamala to bashing ICE, Super Bowl 60 star Bad Bunny's history of left-wing activist, fuck Trump. By Warner Todd Houston on February 8, 2026. With sports fans gearing up for the NFL Super Bowl 60 on Sunday, many are lamenting the left-wing political activism in this year's game, especially from halftime show star Bad Bunny, who has a long history of leftist activism. The Puerto Rican pop star's latest dive into woke politics was his appearance at this year's Grammy Awards, where he launched into an anti-ICE tirade from the stage as he collected his Best Música Urbana Album Award. Anti-ICE and immigration activism. Before I say thanks to God, I'm going to say ICE out. The anti-American rapper exclaimed as the liberal Grammys crowd rose to its feet to cheer his attack on U.S. immigration policies. Bad Bunny speaks out against ICE during hashtag Grammys speech for Best Música Urbana Album. I'm going to say, ICE out. We're not savages, we're not animals, we are humans and we are Americans. pic.twitter.com/hec37wt7et. Pop Crave, at Pop Crave, February 2, 2026. That was not the first time the rapper, whose real name is Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, has worked to undermine American immigration laws. For instance, he so strongly opposes U.S. immigration laws that he refused to perform any shows in the U.S. during his 2025 concert tour. People from the U.S. could come here, to Puerto Rico, to see the show. Latinos and Puerto Ricans of the United States could also travel here, or to any part of the world, he told ID magazine in 2025. But there was the issue that ICE could be outside my concerts. And it's something that we were talking about and very concerned about. Later that night, in Spanish, he dedicated his award to all the people who had to leave their homeland, their country to follow their dreams. He also instilled his love for destructive wide-open borders in one of his songs. In the music video for his song, Nueva Veol, Bad Bunny placed a Puerto Rican flag over the forehead of the Statue of Liberty, and then featured a Trump impersonator's voice saying, I made a mistake. I want to apologize to the immigrants in America. I want to say that this country is nothing without the immigrants. This country is nothing without Mexicans, Dominicans, Puerto Ricans, Colombians, Venezuelans, Cubans. In addition, the rapper attacked ICE in June of last year on Instagram after immigration officers were seen taking illegals into custody in Avenida Pontezuela in Carolina. Bad Bunny ripped ICE on his Instagram account, saying in Spanish that, those motherfuckers are in these cars, RAV force. They're here in Pontezuela. Sons of bitches, instead of letting the people alone and working. Democrat political endorsements. Bad Bunny was also a huge supporter of Kamala Harris in the 2024 presidential election and endorsed the former vice president at the time. Previous to the 2024 election, he formally allowed Joe Biden to use his music at Biden rallies back in 2020, CNN reported. Black Lives Matter support. Speaking of the 2020 election cycle, Bad Bunny told Time magazine that he supported the violent, riotous Black Lives Matter movement, and gave the magazine a statement reading Fuck Donald Trump. Presidente del Racismo. Living in a world like this, none of us can breathe. F.K. Donald Trump. President of racism. You're hating tyranny. That's terrorism. Don't stop the fight. Don't lower your fists. Know that we are all home. That this is our land. Spanish language only advocacy. In another example of his feelings on woke political topics, immediately after he was announced as the NFL's halftime show star back in October, Bad Bunny smugly exclaimed that Americans had 4 months to learn Spanish and has insisted that he will not sing any of his music in English. However, only days before his Super Bowl appearance, the rapper tried to walk back his You Better Learn Spanish warning. During an appearance at San Francisco's Moscone Center last week, the rapper told his audience, I know I told them they had 4 months to learn Spanish. They don't even have to learn Spanish. They can learn to dance. NFL defends choice. Despite this history of anti-Americanism, the NFL has been working hard to defend its decision to book Bad Bunny as the headliner of its 2026 Super Bowl halftime show. Despite Bunny's constant attacks on America, his insistence that he will never sing in English, and his decision not to tour in the USA because he hates Donald Trump, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell insisted that hiring the rapper is going to be a united moment for America and for football fans. And the league has rejected calls to fire the rapper. Since the offer to Bad Bunny, though, many fans have expressed their distaste over the idea of having the dress-wearing, gender-bending rapper as the halftime show headliner. Turning Point USA's All-American Halftime Show. In response to the Bad Bunny show, the youth organization Turning Point USA has planned an alternate halftime show. It is an idea that Gracie Hunt, the daughter of Kansas City Chiefs owner O'Clark Hunt, says she supports. Turning Point USA announced that Kid Rock and country star Lee Bryce will headline its All-American Halftime Show, which will air during Super Bowl 60 this coming weekend. The All-American Halftime Show will be a unique, patriotic event proudly celebrating American culture, freedom, and faith, Turning Point USA said in its announcement last week. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston, or at X/Twitter at WT Houston.